Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to International Personal Finance's 2017 half-year results briefing, hosted by Gerard Ryan, Chief Executive Officer, and Justin Lockwood, Chief Financial Officer. To ask a question, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. Today's conference is being recorded. I will now hand you over to Gerard Ryan to begin today's conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Melinda. Good morning, everybody, and thank you very much for joining. As Melinda said, I'm joined by Justin, our CFO, but I also have with me Robert Husband, who heads our Mexico home credit business, and Rami Ryan, who leads our global digital business. At any stage, if you have questions and they involve those countries, they'll be more than happy to answer those as well. What I thought I would do is give you a brief overview of the business in terms of our trading and how we've done for the first 6 months. Hopefully, you've had a chance to either look at the statement we put out or possibly as well look at the webcast, which should now be up on our website, where we presented to investors this morning. What we talked about was the fact that for the first 6 months, we delivered a profit before tax of £43 million. Now, that's up £10 million on the same period of the prior year. And included in there were a number of significant wins. So first of all, there is an FX win because of the relative weakness of sterling. So that was £6.7 million. In addition to that, we had an exceptionally good collect out for our businesses in Slovakia and Lithuania, and it was much better than our plans, as a result of which we had an additional PBT win there of £5.4 million. And then the third major part is our digital business. Now, our digital business we sort of look at in two parts. One is the established businesses, which have been around for about 10 years, and the other are the new markets. Now, in the established businesses, which would be Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, for the first 6 months of the year, our profits moved from £2.4 million to £8 million. So a significant step up there in those businesses as they mature and bring further revenue to the P&L. Also of note is the fact that for the group as a whole, credit issue grew by 10%. Now, that varies by business. So if we look at Mexico home credit, Robert and his team delivered 20% top-line growth, but that went hand-in-hand with very good collections. So we can talk about that in a bit more detail. In addition, in Rami's business in digital, we saw credit issue growth of 61%. Now, that's over 200% in the new markets, and what was even more pleasing was the fact that for the established markets, we saw top-line growth of 22%. Looking at our home credit businesses in Europe, which are the businesses that are much more challenged by regulatory changes, in Northern Europe, which is Poland and Czech Republic, we were essentially flat on new business issued there, flat year on year, and that is 4% growth in Poland, but a 13% reduction in the Czech Republic. In Southern Europe, which consists of Hungary and Romania, we had a significant impact from new regulations that were introduced in Romania on the 1st of January. And those regulations essentially prevent us from lending to customers who can't provide demonstrable proof of their income. And so there we saw our issue value reduced by 23%, and that was partly compensated by outperformance in Hungary, where it grew by 10%. So for Southern Europe, we saw net growth, a shortfall in growth of 5%. Right across the group, for the group as a whole, we obviously measure quality in terms of impairment to revenue. And we look at an impairment to revenue range of 25 to 30% as being the target we consistently look to achieve. At the half year, we're at 26.4%, so at the bottom end of that target range. Looking in more detail at some of the businesses, Mexico, as I said, did very well top-line growth. We're investing there in additional infrastructure. So we've built out 6 new branches in Mexico, the same number as we built out in 2016. So that concludes our branch openings for 2017, and we expect to build another 6 new branches in 2018. In addition, we also are building our micro-business lending unit, so Negocio. Now, currently we have approximately 12,000 customers in that channel. It's a relatively new development for us, but the opportunity there is very significant. It's estimated that there are approximately 4 million microbusiness units across Mexico, so we've barely scratched the surface there. In terms of the type of businesses, well, they are what you would call small mom-and-pop shops. They're actually quite tiny. The average loan is about four times our consumer loan, but that still means that it's only about £800 or £900. And the good news is that the credit quality is pretty much consistent with our consumer portfolio. In digital, as I said, the established businesses did very well on the profitability front and also in growing top line. And our view there is that we should continue to see good growth going forward, but it will be at a slightly lower rate. In the new markets in digital, which are Poland, Spain, Australia, and Mexico, obviously we had the 200% growth in credit issued, but we had 300% or more growth in revenue. And so we see a very good uptick in the volumes coming through those businesses, primarily being led by Poland and Spain. In Mexico, clearly Mexico is a huge opportunity for digital, but it's a country where we need to take it more slowly and be more cautious because the infrastructure isn't as strong as some of our other markets, and also there is an increased incidence of fraud. So we're just going to build that business out slowly, but as I say, the opportunity is very significant. The other thing to mention about digital is that we have spent a lot of time and effort on our product set, but also on our technology and on brand building. Because it's worth remembering that some of these businesses are less than 2 years old, and yet now in the market they're becoming readily recognizable brand names. If we look at home credit in Europe, Chile, these are the businesses that are most challenged, as I said earlier. In Poland, just to talk about regulation for a minute, we have the overhang from the proposal from the Minister of Justice to reduce the total cost of credit cap. That proposal initially came out in December of 16 with a view to it potentially being implemented by January of 17. Obviously, we're now in July and no change has taken place. What I can confirm is that we continue to be in active dialogue with government ministries in Poland. And I think it's fair to say that all parties are now interested in coming up with a solution that works for both the consumer, but also for businesses like ours who provide credit to those consumers. The other thing to note in Poland is our tax case. You may recall that at the start of the year, we explained that we had received adverse tax decisions on two parts of our tax in 2008 and 2009. Unfortunately, the only way to challenge these cases in court is to pay the tax and the interest, and we did that, and that amounted to £36 million for the 2 years combined. Judges have been appointed for each of those years, 2008 and 2009, and we expect to have our court case heard probably towards the end of this year or sometime early in 2018. As regards 2010 audit, well, that audit is currently open and no conclusion reached as yet, and no further tax audits have been initiated at this point in time. I will say that we continue to believe we have a very strong case and we will be defending it robustly in court. In terms of other regulatory matters, the other thing that we highlighted for investors this morning is that there are only two countries left in Europe where we trade where we don't have rate caps. And for the past couple of years, we've said that we expect rate caps to come in Czech Republic and Romania at some stage. The reason we mentioned it today is that it is our view that sooner rather than later now, we will see some form of rate cap arrive in Romania. We have no detail of what that might be or if and when it would arrive. But when it does, we will obviously update the market in due course. As regards the balance sheet as a whole, well, the portfolio quality is very good. It's well within our target range. And then the funding structure is actually quite robust. By that, I mean that we have £140 million of headroom on our facilities, and we have renewed all of the bank facilities that came up for renewal during the past 6 months and have actually signed up some new banks as well. In terms of the bonds, just under £500 million of our bond funding is only due for renewal in 2020 and 2021. So good structure to that there. So taking all that as a picture, the board were comfortable to recommend the payment of the same dividend as this time last year, so 4.6 pence per share. Those are the key messages that I wanted to give you, and I'll just see now whether Justin thinks there's anything else we should cover off before we go to Q&A.
No, I think you've covered off all the main points, Jared.
Okay, thank you. So as regards the outlook going forward for the second half of the year, we're looking to continued good growth in Mexico, but you know, it won't be at the same 20% rate for the second 6 months, simply because the comparative figures were much better in the second half of 16. So we're targeting for the year as a whole growth rates of probably around the 15% mark there. For our IPF global digital business, then what we're saying is, whereas it was currently 61% for the first 6 months, our expectation for the year as a whole would probably be of the order of about 40%, perhaps a little more. And the reason that that would be less is clearly the business is expanding quite rapidly. And then if we look to home credit in Europe, well, then we would expect, broadly speaking, those businesses to be flat year over year for the second half. As regards outlook on profitability, well, consensus at the moment is around £90 million profit before tax for the year. Now, clearly we've had a very successful collect out of our Slovak and Lithuania operations, and that adds approximately £5.4 million to that. So we would expect consensus to go up by that. In addition, the relative weakness of sterling has been a help. So if people factor that in, I think they would be expecting to add probably £5 to £6 million on top. So it would be the 90 plus the 5.4 plus another £5 to £6 million on FX. Then going in the other direction, based on what I've talked about as the opportunity in IPF Digital, we've taken the view that we should invest more rapidly there. We want to accelerate our investment. So whereas previously would have indicated £8 to £10 million as the outturn for digital, we're now saying 10 to 12. So in terms of the outlook, the consensus, we would expect people to probably take a couple or 3 million off those figures I mentioned earlier. So 90 plus the 5.4 plus 5 or 6 minus 2 or 3 million. That's where we think people will, broadly speaking, come out. So those are the key messages, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. So Melinda, if I can hand it back to you, please, for any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please mute your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question at this time. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question.
Okay, Melinda, I think that's all right. I think, you know, we put the information out this morning, and it's also out on a webcast that's up on our website, and we've given a reasonably full disclosure on this call. So I'm happy to go to some closing comments now. So in terms of the outlook, as I said, you know, I've given some indication of where we think growth is going to be and where we expect consensus probably will get to in terms of PBT. As regards the macroeconomic environment for our markets generally, they're tending to be in pretty good shape. And by that I mean reasonable GDP growth, low inflation, good employment. And so repayment capability from our customers is good. The other thing to say is that competition is clearly intense, and we don't expect that to change, nor do we expect any less pressure on the regulatory front. But for us, these are now becoming business as usual. Obviously, we have some very significant growth plans for IPF Digital and for Mexico, and we will fund those growth plans by being more efficient in our European home credit businesses and continuing to spin off returns from those businesses to further the growth of the group as a whole. So that's it from us. Thank you very much for joining the call. If at any stage you would prefer to have a one-to-one call, please feel free to contact our IR team, and we'd be happy to facilitate that for you. Melinda, that's all of the comments we'd like to make for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. That does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.